Hello and welcome back to Courtside Chronicles, the official Basketball Wales National League podcast. I'm your host, Omar Hagoma, and today I'm very excited to bring you a conversation with one of the best players in the league. He is one of the most promising talents in the UK. He is none other than Dan Flaherty. Dan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I appreciate the kind words.
Of course, my pleasure. Tell us a little bit about your childhood.
A little bit about my childhood. Let's see. So I grew up in Warwick, Rhode Island. So that's about like an hour out of Boston, like hour south of Boston, like 2.5 hours north of New York City. And lived in the same house growing up and everything all throughout. Got three brothers. Two of them are my half-brothers, so they're like a significant amount older than me, I'd say, like 48 and 46, I believe. Mm-hmm. Then I have my younger brother that's 25. Both my parents still around. They come and see me all the time here, too. They love Cardiff. But I was very blessed with an awesome childhood growing up and everything, too.
Amazing. Are your siblings sporty as well or no?
Kind of. My oldest brother was more of a soccer player, but he definitely played some basketball. My middle brother, was more of a skateboarder, but he was probably like the most naturally gifted athlete out of all of us. Like,
that's hard to imagine.
It's crazy. So he's like 5'11", 6 feet or something. And my older brother says like no training, no nothing, like didn't really play basketball like that. But he's been able to catch the ball on the elbow, take one dribble, go off 2 feet, and then do like a back scratcher, like touch it to the back of his neck and dunk it, like out of shape, messing around, doing all that. And then my youngest brother has special needs, so he does a little bit of basketball with like the Special Olympics and does what he can. But yeah.
How did basketball come into your life then?
It's always been around, honestly. Like, it's my house is very much a basketball house. Like, my dad sits in the living room and watches every single Celtics game every single day that they play. So, I mean, that's always been around. I, like, grew up with he had, like, season tickets to Providence College basketball, too, like, all throughout when I was growing up as well. So I'd be going to games, like, a couple times a month, that sort of thing. See some really good, like, Big East hoops, too. So, I mean, that was always there. And then just growing up, like, that was just always kind of the thing to do. Like, I probably lived about a mile away from Main Street. East Greenwich is where we used to always play basketball. So, like, 7th, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, every single day going up there, like, riding my bike, meet all my friends there. That's, like, the first place you can really kind of, like, have some, like, independence at that age, like, 12, 13, 14. So that was a big part of it and why I spent a lot of time down at those courts. Part of the reason why I spent a lot of time down at those courts, but that's also why it's such a big part of my life now, too, because I've just always grown up having it all around me all the time. So it's kind of all I know.
When would you say you fell in love with it?
Tricky. Young, I would say. Probably like 10, 12, something like that.
Yeah, quite early. Yeah.
Pretty early, yeah. Like, I definitely started my first leagues and stuff when I was like 5 or 6. And then we just, like, always kind of played. But I, like, that was when I started doing stuff outside of, like, practice and games and all that, like, going in the yard and doing drills and this and that, like, doing plyometrics, all that, trying to just work on everything so I could be as good as I can be.
Nice. So when did you move to the UK?
Last September, or September 22.
Interesting. Do you like anything about Wales, or?
Yeah. I mean, Cardiff is an awesome city. It's, like, really manageable size-wise. Like, I've been to London, and that was, like, that's like being in, like, Manhattan or New York City. Like, it's too much going on for me to want to, like, live in, I think. But Cardiff is very easy to get around. Like, last year I lived 5-minute walk from city center, so it's just, like, every single thing you could possibly want. Like, all the shopping, restaurants, cafes, pubs, like, whatever you get into. So definitely like that. Don't love the weather, to be real with you, but the winter is better than where I'm from. Like, today it's like negative 10, negative 11, something like that. Negative 2 Fahrenheit. I don't know exactly how that comes over. But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely liking it here so far.
What do you miss about being back home?
Driving. Tough not having a car out here.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, taking the bus, walking everywhere. I live with Billy on the basketball team too. And thankfully he drives and we go almost everywhere together. So, because we practice together, all that. So that makes it easier, but not being able to drive is tough. And then just not having like my family with me all the time, having less communication with them, and then like my friends and everything too is definitely tough. But I definitely have lifelong friends here and people that are looking out for me and making sure I'm okay as well.
Has anything shocked you or surprised you about living in Wales?
Yeah. So one thing that took me like a while to kind of get over was that like if you hear like a toddler with like a very strong Welsh accent, it's just crazy to like see something like that as an American, because like you see obviously grown up people and then it's just little kids like actually just learn to speak so much differently than I do, even though it's the same language. What else did I find surprising, by the way?
That's really interesting. So have you noticed a change in your accent maybe since?
I wouldn't say my accent. My friend Nate calls me once a week just to make sure I haven't developed an accent, but I can definitely hear like different words and different vocabulary kind of slipping into my vernacular.
How many leagues do you currently play in? Too many, I guess would be.
A lot, yeah, a lot. So let me see. Bucks, we're doing NBL, we do BWNL. Three this year, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
No, not too bad. Last year was like four or five. That was a little bit much for me sometimes, but I'll definitely also just play as much basketball as I can out here.
How often do you train?
I mean, so with the team, the Bucks boys get in the gym all together twice a week. The NBL guys get together once or twice. Well, the team gets together twice a week. I'll practice with them once if we have a game on Wednesday with the university, but if not, I'll do Tuesday and Thursday session. And then I try to get in for like two or three extra shooting slots at least during the week, just like, and basically like whenever I can get in there, just because gym availability is a little bit tricky over here. Like in America, it's like, unless like there was like an active practice going on, like you could just go in there all the time. But I know here like this, like there's like a massive coaching program and they go in there and teach classes. So it's just not exactly the same situation, but basically anytime that it's available, I'm trying to get in there.
So many teams at the university as well. So
yeah, man.
What are some of your main goals within the sport?
Oof. The hard hitters today, Omar. So for this year with the Archers, my two biggest goals were to was to stay up in Prem and then at least win one game. I mean, it's been tough out there so far. Like, we beat Solent twice. I would love to get this playoff game. I think it's doable if we prepare the right way. So that would be massive. We could take one of those off. And then for D2, I would really like to make the playoffs this year. We have to be a top four team. Milton Keynes and Solent are looking like pretty much locks for those top two spots. And then we could probably go snag a third or a fourth, but we just can't drop any more that we shouldn't be losing. And then for BWNL, of course, it's always the cup. It's always the championship. I want to go get that again for sure.
Speaking of the cup, can you give us a quick reflection of the season so far?
Yeah, so I've only played in about three games so far for BWNL. I have some tendonitis going on in my Achilles, so I have to kind of like actively load manage. That's why I'm not in all those games. But
breaking news, everyone.
That's nothing crazy. It's just I gotta manage it all the time. Just gotta make sure it's like warm and stretched and stuff like that, but it's not too hindering. But reflection of the season so far. I mean, I think we get together and we really enjoy playing together. I think yesterday in spurts of that Swansea game, like the ball was moving unbelievable.
Yeah.
And that's always great too, just because it lifts morale for everybody on the team. Like guys might not be playing great and then, or like a couple games in a row, maybe it's tough, and then boom, like you get three touches, one possession, grab a couple rebounds, you feel more involved. Like that's always solid. And then I think the season though has been good preparation for RCT, because they are legit. They're a pretty good basketball team, like well drilled, well polished, got like a couple shooters, a couple real good scorers, and everybody knows their role. So that's not going to be any type of walkover at all. Like that is going to be a fierce game for sure.
Undefeated, just like you guys.
Is it? Tough.
So, does playing in the BWNL change the way you approach the game?
I try to go into every game with a similar mindset, just kind of try to be calm because there's a lot of stuff going on, but also know that you just have to be in a mindset where you can be like as aggressive as possible and physical and that sort of thing too. So I wouldn't say I approached the game any differently, but yesterday I did have more of like a focus on trying to like get good offense and trying to get like move the ball around a little bit, because that's just a good opportunity to get kind of everybody involved. And then that's going to make our offense look better firing on all cylinders when the time comes and we really need it to as well.
All nine players scored yesterday. So
that's massive.
It was very evident.
That's big time. Massive game from Georgie yesterday, by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
Found me with a couple assists, couple tough layups for him too. I love to see that.
Have you noticed a positive impact on your skills since you started playing in the BWNL?
Definitely. It's any time where you can get live game reps are very important, I think. And I mean, like that tribal game is some of the best I've ever shot probably in my life.
46 points.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. But the more shots you get up, it's always the more comfortable you feel taking the next one. And then like the more games you play with everybody, the chemistry gets better and you understand people's tendencies and they understand yours. So I definitely feel like I personally have gotten better. And then as a unit, I think archers have gotten better as well.
Amazing. What changes or improvements do you think are necessary to help with the development of basketball in Wales?
Gym availability is massive. Mm. It's definitely massive because you can go to a team training twice a week, like as if you're growing up in an academy or something like that. I don't know exactly how it works because I don't coach out here, but I mean, if you go train with your whole team twice a week, like there's almost no skill development. Like you're probably learning like team concepts, like help defense, learn how to play zone, learn how to put in your offense and everything like that. But if you want to be elite, like you have to just be getting volume shots up, doing ball handling like almost every day, finishing at the cup. So the absolute biggest thing would be having gym availability and then having just like anywhere to play. Like I know, how many basketball courts do you think are in Cardiff?
Not many, my guess would be.
In the capital?
Yeah.
Like I can name like three. I mean, if you go like New York City, I think there's like 10,000 just in the city. Just like, so that's probably the biggest thing I would say is just access to the game.
Are there any differences between playing basketball in the States and in the UK?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's...
In terms of the style of play, maybe?
Yeah, it's a tricky question, but from what I've kind of been developing, so obviously, like, States has their own style of play, and then there's, like European style, like Spanish, French, like EuroLeague type of basketball. And during my time, like this summer when I was in Spain and France and all that, most people would tell me that like the UK type of game is more of a hybrid between the American game, which is a lot of like very athletic, kind of ISO, not as much reliant on like coaching and sets and making right reads and ball movement and that type of thing. So it kind of depends which way you lean for style. I would say archers kind of leans more towards the European style play. We have a lot of movement in our offense, and we always talking about like ball movement, zipping the ball around and getting everybody touches and everything. So
is that the style you like then?
I think that suits me a lot better. Yeah. More I think that definitely suits me a lot better because I like to catch and shoot. I mean, I can get myself open off the dribble, but that's not really what I'm trying to do. I'm not really trying to like walk somebody down and do three dribble moves and then get to the cup like around four people. Like I can, but that's not what I want. That's not my MO. I'd rather get a good shot off good offense because you know you're supposed to take it and you feel better about it.
Yeah, it's more team-focused as well. Mm-hmm. I think we talked enough about basketball, so what do you like to enjoy outside basketball?
I listen to a lot of music. I've been playing a lot of 2K lately. I'm still kind of basketball, but definitely like spending time with my friends here. Got some, like I said, like I've definitely got some of my best friends living in Cardiff right now, and then definitely enjoy lifting weights, working on my body, and talk to my people back home as well.
Nice. Mm-hmm. You have to stay in touch. Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely a big like Twitter guy, TikTok guy for sure. Taking awful lot of content out here, but.
And I heard rumors a big sneakerhead as well.
Yeah, I left my collection at home, but I got a couple kicking around up here. Last year, my shoe selection was much better on the court. This year, funds ran a little low. A couple pairs of basketball shoes broke, so now I'm working out like the Giannis's that I'm not loving, but that'll do for now.
Very enthusiastic about tattoos as well.
Yeah, I would love to get a couple more, but probably gotta find a couple bucks first. But yeah, I like them.
Can you share any stories about the ones you have now, maybe?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I got a pair of boxing gloves right here. This one is the first one I got. I got it in like 2019. And that's like a memorial piece for my grandfather because he used to box back in the day, but that was his big thing. He had like the biggest collectors. I don't even know how to put that, like biggest collection of boxing memorabilia in Rhode Island when he was living. So like in the basement, he always had like tons of Muhammad Ali, like autographs, figurines, cards, like Rocky Marciano, full fights on cassette and stuff like that, like real wild stuff. And he used to always show me that. He's got like Ring magazines and Sports Illustrated from like the 60s and the 50s and all this stuff. But he was also like one of my biggest basketball influences, like never missed a game. Like when I was like 7, 8, 9 years old, I remember he used to like take me to the park and then just wouldn't let me use my right hand at all. Right-handed basketball player. I used to take the ball up the court with my left hand when I was like 10 years old every time, just because I probably use it more. But yeah, that one's for him. And then I really like this artist, Xander Thorne at Wakefield Tattoo back home. And then on the inside, this is just like a rose with a dagger in it. And that's pretty common for the style, but he just posted it on his Instagram story and said, swipe up, first come, first serve. And I got on it.
Incredible.
But yeah, hoping to get a couple more while I'm out here.
Yeah, definitely. Dan, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a pleasure to get to know more about you. And thank you to everyone for tuning in. Don't forget to follow the podcast on all the available streaming platforms. Leave a review on Spotify if you can spare a few minutes, and share the episode with a friend. Thank you.
Perfect. Yeah, thanks for having me, Omar.